A group of residents in Cox Heath has banded together to oppose a potential mining development in their community. Exploration company Nova Copper is looking to purchase several parcels of land in the Beechmont Road area from the Cape Breton Regional Municipality. CBRM Council will vote tonight on whether to deem the property surplus so the sale can proceed. But some Cox Heath residents are worried about what a future mining operation might do to their well water and to the local ecosystem. A group calling itself Keep Cox Heath Clean Association is that group. Ruben Binder is a member, and he's in our studio this afternoon. Good afternoon, and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Wendy.
Who is Keep Cox Heath Clean?
Well, Wendy, it's actually quite a quick conglomeration of folks. We brought a team together after hearing some news July 10th, so we had some concerns. One of my neighbors came to me and brought me a report that they had that they'd been tipped off to, and that was released by Nova Copper. And this proposal brought forward details of a proposed mine to open on the Cox Heath Hills.
What were your concerns about that particular document?
Well, the concerns about the document were, first off, the scope and magnitude of the mine. I think people, sometimes when we talk about it, people say, oh, there was a copper mine in Cox Heath. And there indeed was. It was there from the late 1800s to closed in 1930. And it was a small drilled copper mine. And what's being proposed here is a 30 square kilometer strip mine. And we've prepared overlays of what the mine proposed directly from their document in terms of that, and put it onto Google Maps to get perspective. And it's mind-blowing. It is absolutely mind-blowing.
So this group that came together, are you residents of the district, or are you from a broader space around CBRM?
No, we're all residents of Cox Heath. Myself, I've been living in Cox Heath for over 14 years, and a few of the other members are multi-generational Cox Heath residents.
And where would this be in relation to your home?
For me, it would the boundary of the mining outline would likely be about maybe 3 kilometers. So I would be probably like a ways outside. But there are many residents who have land within the zone, buildings within the zone, and many wells and other things that I can elaborate on.
Can I ask you about the wells? Because
yes,
that did come up in a document that we saw from your group, Keep
yes.
Cox Heath Clean, and there was some concern
yes.
about tailings, runoff, that sort of thing. Can you just walk me through your concerns there?
Yeah, well, the major issue that we see is that, you know, tailings are always a result of mining, and particularly copper mining. It's what, from what we've through our researches, is one of the most serious, and arsenic is an element that comes up and comes out in different forms from the ground as a natural part of the mining, and you'll see if you look at other mining in the world, Sarnia is a big example, and there's huge mines in Chile. It's a given that there's going to be arsenic now. Our major thing is that we're putting this on top of a watershed. It's on a hill. It's on a watershed that feeds all of our wells. It feeds CBRM. It feeds the Sydney River, East Bay, and arsenic. And this is the key thing. Arsenic and other contaminants are currently unregulated sufficiently at any level of government. There's nothing in the provincial regulations. It's only suspended solids. Arsenic is not covered there. And in the Fisheries Act, on the federal level, it is the mine itself that monitors for arsenic.
What communication have you had with Nova Copper about this so far?
We've not received any communication from Nova Copper. We have received much communication from the public. We have over 570 and counting signatures from the public, and they are opposed to this. And they're opposed to the sale of land from CBRM. They're opposed to permitting a mine. They're opposed to the lack of transparency when it comes to transferring land that belongs to the public to a private company.
What are you asking of CBRM?
Well, we've asked CBRM to allow us to make ourselves heard. We sent them an email back in July, and it was confirmed to be received, and nothing was heard back.
I want to ask you about, I'm sure people are thinking about this and hearing this and thinking, you know, we've seen this movie before, and I'm thinking about the quarry. And
yes.
the quarry discussion, and there, this is the second time your community has had to have a discussion with different parties about this kind of development. Is that experience informing this experience?
Absolutely. We have members on our board that actually fought that fight, and they are seeing the same thing happening all over again, the stress brought to the community, the families that are dealing with this. We are acutely aware of the land that we live in and how the water functions and so forth. And this is a repeat again. However, this is orders of magnitude larger. We're talking the CBRM portion alone is over 1,000 acres. And that is 4 square kilometers, which is larger than the largest strip mine in Nova Scotia. The actual final mining proposed in that Nova Copper document is 30 square kilometers, which is 5,000 or more football fields.
So you'll be speaking with council this evening?
We have just prior to coming into this meeting received notification that they will hold that agenda item. However, we have been told that there is not an opportunity to speak this evening, and we're waiting to hear back on how that's going to proceed.
When they say hold the item, what do they mean exactly?
Well, they mean that it was tabled for vote, or it would, that motion would be up for vote, and it could have been this evening that would have been deemed surplus land, in which case that would be a mechanism for them to privately sell to the mining company.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in today.
I appreciate it. We all appreciate it.
And that's Reuben Binder, who is a member of the Keep Coxheath Clean Association. That's a group of Coxheath residents that has formed in opposition to potential mining development in the community.